Welcome to Smart Mindset 360, the podcast where we help you level up in every part of your life. I'm Kyle Kohler, your host, and each episode is packed with tips on goal setting, business, health, and finance. We dive deep into the strategies that drive success and give you the tools to make real progress. Everything we discuss is about getting ahead, taking steps every day to push forward. If you're ready to push yourself, grow, and achieve your goals, you're in the right place. Let's shift your mindset and start making things happen. Welcome to another episode of Smart Mindset 360. I'm really excited to have Aaron Bigelow here. Aaron, we're going to talk about, you are, I would say, the king of 75 hard. How many times have you done it?
I've completed 75 hard 3 times, phase 1 twice, phase 2 once. People don't realize 75 hard is actually just a boot camp of what they call the Live Hard program, yeah, which is a year-long program. And I don't know, but I think Andy Frisella, the guy that created it, he created this as something that you're going to do every single year. This isn't one and done. This isn't some TikTok challenge or bullshit like that.
Yeah.
This is a lifestyle. This is a mindset. It's truly a mental toughness program. I call it a mental toughness lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that I've heard, and I've seen my friends do it, and sometimes I will use words like 73 cupcake or 73 soft, you know.
My own version of,
yeah, but you've truly done to a T. I mean, you didn't cut corners. You didn't negotiate with yourself. You have followed through 3 times on this. And so tell me that, how that, you know, the difference between the typical people compared to what you actually did.
Well, I mean, I'll give you a couple different examples. Okay, so the first time I did it, in some ways you could say I did 105 out of 106. And what I mean by that is, okay, so I was on about day 30 the first time I did it. And I was up in Park City. I was on vacation and stuff. And I sat down to read on day 30 and I looked at the book and I'm like, and I looked at just what was on the page before.
Yeah.
I didn't remember reading it. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait, did I read yesterday? Yes. I'm sure that I read, I marked off the task. I wouldn't mark it off if I didn't do it, but I couldn't remember it. And I said, fuck this. Because clearly I did not read with enough intention.
Yeah.
That's not good enough for me.
Yeah.
So I said, nope. I started over at day one. I said, no, because I feel like I should have done better or could have done better.
So you're going through the motion, you felt like.
Yep. 100%. You can sit down there and you start reading 10 pages and maybe your mind's, I don't know, thinking about something totally different. So I decided, no, I'm going to start over because I do not want to cheat this. And another example, and this happens all the time. So let's say I'm going and doing an outdoor workout. And I'm going and, you know, I've got all kinds of different routes and trails and stuff that I'll take and everything. And I live in a neighborhood that's got a lot of different hills and inclines. And, you know, maybe I'm really sore that day and I'm going for the walk. And there's this park right by my house that these two steep-ass hills that suck. I hate these hills. And I'll be sitting there, and yes, there's routes I can take where I get to skip those two hills, right? But as soon as my mind starts going there and says, oh, I'm going to take it easy today. Nope, fuck that. That's when you know I have to take this. As soon as your mind starts bitching out a little bit, yeah, you're like, oh, no, 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 I'm going to take the easier route. No, this whole thing is I'm going to make this harder. I'm going to make it more difficult. It's supposed to be inconvenient. It's supposed to be tough. This isn't supposed to be easy.
Yeah, it's not just a routine here. It's the mindset of stop negotiating with yourself. Like you said, you knew you had to do what you had to do.
Yeah.
So just do it.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do it. Stop saying, oh, I'll just do it this way. Or it's funny how the mind works, though, because it's always about survival, right? Our mind wants to survive. So when anything's a little bit inconvenient, it's going to do whatever it can to get back to that convenient point, right? The homeostasis piece. So it's like, wants to get comfortable. So, I mean, what's the hardest part? Like, what I feel like the starting seems to be the hardest, but what's the hardest of 75 hard that you've experienced?
Well, this is one thing I'll say. Every time you do 75 hard, it's a completely different experience. I would say the first time I did it, I was beyond super strict on my diet to the point where I was in such a caloric deficit that as soon as I wasn't on 75 hard, a lot of weight came back, right?
Really?
I mean, I think I love it because each time is going to be different. It's going to evolve. Maybe you have different goals. I think more recently, I've been trying to be more realistic when I go through it. I want it to be more real life, sustainable, because you can't go and be on a caloric restriction of, let's say, 1,800 calories with these macros. you're not going to do that for, you know, the next 20 years. That's just not realistic. So, but as far as the hardest, gosh, I think the first time I did it, the hardest for me was reading. I hadn't read a book since I was in high school. You know, I didn't.
College killed me. Reading biology, reading microbiology, reading chemistry. Like, I don't want to read. I listen really well to podcasts or books, especially the books lately. Like, I'm doing Deion Sanders' book, and he's talking. So it's like, oh, sweet. He's actually talking. And sometimes the narrators are good, like on, you know, some other books. But reading is a challenge for me.
I think one of the best things you can do to make it not easier, but just probably help develop the habits a little more. I love when James Clear talks about stacking habits. So, for example, like when I usually do my indoor workout or my home workout at the end of the day, and I've got a sauna in my home gym. And what I do is I go and I get in my sauna, and that's where I do my reading.
Yeah.
And something else.
So you're stacking. You're killing two birds with one stone at that moment.
Absolutely. Another thing, for example, I guess there's some people that they space off taking the selfie that you've got to take every day. And so as soon as I do any outdoor workout, that's the first thing I do is I take my selfie right after that.
Right there.
Every single time. And then it just becomes, so you don't even think about
it's
it.
It's the routine.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always thought, you know, I called 75 soft just because, you know, I did the two workouts. I just didn't take the selfies. I didn't do the stuff like that. But I did it in the summer, so I feel like that was a little easier. I feel like it'd be really hard to do in the winter.
So let me tell you this. When you are truly doing it, and this is a great way to talk to someone. You'll look at the weather, and you're like, holy shit, at 2:30 today, it's going to be a massive snowstorm. It's going to be sleet. You wait, and you go do your workout when the weather is at its worst, 100%. You crave it.
Really?
I mean, to the point where, I mean, there might be a massive storm. People are stopping their cars. Hey, do you need a ride? Are you okay? Nope, I'm good. I mean, you crave that. Like, who would be stupid enough to come out in this weather and like, this kind of craziness, right? But you love it. And then you go do that for 45 minutes, an hour, sometimes hour and a half, 2 hours. I do that sometimes. I just kind of keep going. But what you feel at the end of that, you're just like, hell yeah. I mean, something happens at work or anything else, you're like, who gives a shit? Look what I did.
Yeah, look what I did. And what's cool is you're gaining confidence because you're like, I thought that was going to be awful and it wasn't really that bad. I can do this.
Yeah,
I can figure this out. And it's the same thing as I tell people consistently working out. I've probably worked out consistently. I haven't missed, I've been sick and missed a few weeks here and there, but like consistently 4, 5, 6 days a week for as long as I can remember. And when I don't work out, I hate it. So it's like, it's on a smaller scale, right? But it's like, it's worse for me not to work out compared to working out. It just is. You just get to that point. So it's cool to get to that point in that rhythm. And now you're seeking the hard things because you're like, what can I do next? What can I push the limit and do more and do better? You said something before that, right? It was about, what was it? Wallow and swallow. Tell me a little bit about that. Get two choices.
Well, it's just, I mean, I just kind of have this mindset. No matter what happens to us in life, I mean, there's always going to be ups and downs. And you just have this choice. Something happens, you can wallow in it or you can swallow it. When I say swallow, you're going to swallow it. You're going to take anything positive out of it you can. It's like you eat something, you know, take the nutrition out of it, then you shit the rest out, right? That's what you do. You either wallow in it, you swallow it. What can I take positive of this? Shit it out, move on. And you know what? At the end of the day, I don't care if I had the best day of my life yesterday. It doesn't mean shit today. Today's a brand new day. You're starting over on day one. You know, you read those books like Relentless by Rover and stuff, and he talks about
love
it.
Love that book.
You know, Michael Jordan or Kobe or something, they go and they win the championship and they celebrate that night. And then the next day, they're in the gym shooting, you know, 1,000 shots. They're like, what can I do to get 1/1,000 of 1% better today? Yesterday doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can celebrate your victory for a brief time, but it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah, that's true. You see the top performers have that mindset. You see it, Tom Brady. It's all of them. They celebrate their time for a brief moment, and then it's back to work. And that's what I love about, you know, just high producers in general. And I'm not just talking about producing and money, but winning in general, right? I love that they have that mindset where it could be even a bad day previously, but it's not going to affect the moment right now. It's not going to affect tomorrow. So I love that mindset of staying in the moment, because a lot of times I feel like anxiety is something that either happened in the past or in the future, right? That's never in the present. So it helps you stay in the present. What are some things that help you stay in the present throughout, you know, because we live in a really reactionary world where tough things just, they're going to hit you. Life's going to kick you.
You know, gosh, for me, this is what I will say. If I'm sitting there going through some stuff, spiraling a little bit, having some struggles, I don't know how else to describe this, but I just say, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go do 75 hard, because let's say that you're just having the worst luck in the world, nothing's going right. You can take at the end of that day, hey, I accomplished something today, right? I got these things done. I ate clean. I drank some water. I exercised a couple times. And even though things might still be shitty, you still feel that sense of accomplishment. And this is what I've noticed. So let's just say that maybe I've taken a few weeks off. I hit like day 6 or day 7 of 75 hard, and I'm a different person. It's this shift that happens in your head. And I don't know. I wish I could probably properly put it into words, but there's just something happens on a certain day and you're like, it's on. Your mindset's different. You're focused. You're driven. You're not wallowing anymore.
I think your mind has given up of negotiating with you, saying like, oh, let's go the easy route. Let's go this. And then becomes the new norm.
Yeah.
That's probably what happens. It's a new norm and the confidence is there. And you're just, it's kind of crazy how the body works, right? It's just the body gets accustomed to it. I mean, even with habits, right? They say it takes, what, 21 days to kind of form a new habit or get rid of something. But our bodies and our minds are just amazing.
You know what? It's interesting you mentioned that 21 days, because, yeah, that's what they say, 21 days to make a habit. There's a lot of people that hit 21 days, 25 days on 75 hard, and they're like, oh, I'm good. You know, I accomplished this and stuff. No. Because I will tell you, there's a big difference when you're going on and you hit like day 50 and day 60. And it, even then, your mind is like, it's negotiating with you. Like, oh, dude, you did 60 days. That's incredible. Yeah. You're good. Take it easy. Go eat some shitty food. You know, don't do that second workout today. But there is something to be said that when you take, and it's the last thing that you want to do, but you go and you do it anyway. It retrains your brain, and it helps in all areas of life. It helps in your career. It helps in your personal life. It helps in your friendships. And I don't know, you completely transform as a person. So, I think it's one of the most brilliant things that's ever been put out there, and it's free.
Yeah. That's the coolest thing, that it's free.
It's scalable. It's not like it's like, oh, you have to do this workout. Hey, you have to do this diet. Nope.
You just got to push yourself. Yeah. Basically.
And let's say there's someone who's like, you got someone who's maybe severely overweight. They can go, and I'm the biggest advocate of this. There is no better exercise on this planet that does more good for your body than just walking. Yes, you can take it to different levels. You can do rucking and you can go up hills and do stuff. But walking is the most underrated, but the greatest exercise you can possibly do.
Yeah, they said if you can get 10,000 steps in per day, it's going to, I think it was like 75% chance to live in your 90s. Like, it really helps you so much more. I think it was like 5,000 steps a day will give you a 50% longevity in your life, and then up to 10,000 steps, it's like, it was even close to 75% to 90%. It was crazy. So I mean, I get about 5,000 6,000. I'm trying to get 10. It is hard. But it's me negotiating with myself. I get it. Excuses, I guess. But when I do get the 10, I feel amazing. I feel different.
The last time I did 75 hard, I averaged, it was like 19,700 and something steps a day. and I would take, and the days when I wouldn't lift, that's still a struggle for me. Like, to get that desire to lift again that I've had throughout my life, it's been a bit of a struggle. But
it's energy.
Yeah. But I mean, for me, like, just a lot of walks. I'll go out and do a walk, and it's like, okay, my first walk, you go outside, an hour and a half. I go out and I work on my walks. Yeah. I'll call people from my phone. Yep. People are like, hey, I hear you're doing your walk. And I love seeing some of my customers and stuff. They'll go and do 75 hard, and it's pretty
cool.
You know, like, but anyway, there's just something about it. And the other thing too is you're getting outside. You're getting, you know, a lot of times you're getting some sunlight, right? You're breathing fresh air, and I don't know. But yeah, walking, 100%, anybody can walk. And maybe you're someone that, like, weighs 500 pounds and stuff. So what? Go out. You can go walk for 45 minutes.
Go walk.
I know it's not easy. And you know what? It's not like you have to do that and then you have to come and do a workout where you lift weights. Do two different walks in a day. Just go do that. Anybody can do this.
Yeah, I started a trainer, and he was mentioning some of those people have never worked out. He's like, for 30 days, I just want you to show up. I don't even care if you work out. You're just coming to the gym. You're getting your gear on. You're coming here. He's like, you could even just come here, shower here, don't even work out, just leave. I want you to do that for 30 days and see what happens. And he's had a few clients. He said that, you know, they'd come, maybe work out for 10 minutes. But then after those, you know, 30 days doing it, he says, we're at day 45 and they're now working out an hour. They're now here. It's just the habit of getting up and going and doing it is what they needed to do. It was nothing with working out. It was just creating that habit that you can do on a consistent basis. You know, the question I had for you is, when you complete this, how do you feel? Because completing something always, you know, when the journey's always fun, and I think I prefer the journey now just because the destination, you know, sometimes it feels so far out. But when you're at 75th day, how do you, like, what do you feel? Like, what?
I mean, you feel amazing, but here's something that I will caution you. Like, you truly do this program, you need to have a plan afterwards, because yes, this isn't just, I'm going to do this 75 days. Well, now what? You need to actually have a plan. And it is so easy to fall back into old habits. I've done it multiple times. You've got to have that plan. Yes, day 75, you're like, this is so awesome. The first time I did it on that 75th day, I remember doing my outdoor workout and I was like crying a little bit.
Yeah.
This outdoor walk and stuff. And it was just, oh man.
You accomplished the hardest thing you probably ever did.
Yeah. One of the hardest things I've ever done, for sure. And which is great. But I will say, I mean, you can, within a matter of even a week, fall back into maybe old habits, get out of it. You know, you'll see a lot of these people that complete 75 hard and then they go out and they're like, oh man. And they go out and they eat a bunch of like candy and stuff and they get drunk and they do all this stuff. And I mean, I guess if you want to do it for a day, but a lot of people will even ask me that, hey, what are you going to do on day 76? Yeah. And it's like, well, why would you go? And after you just accomplished that and just put a bunch of shit in your body and stop what you're doing. And it's a mental game.
Yeah.
It's a constant mental game. So for me, it's one of those things. If I ever feel like I'm slipping or something, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do like a 2-hour hike.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to go do this or I'm going to go do that. And you just develop these habits. It is interesting when you start getting into the phases. So phase one, reason why most people won't do it and why I kept saying I'm not going to do phase one, 5 minutes of an ice cold shower or a cold plunge shower, as cold as the water goes. And
hard.
Nobody wants to do that. But I will tell you this is what worked for me. Man, I'll tell you, the first few days that I would do it, jackknifing in the shower, because you're like, oh my God,
oh yeah,
I can't believe this. But you wake up in the morning without even thinking, you walk in there. And for me, what I would do, I would put on my Sonos speaker, I'd put Andy Frisella's podcast.
There you go.
I'd hear his voice. And I would set the timer on my phone. That's another thing. Make sure you set timers on your phone so you're not cutting things short. So I put it for like 5 minutes, 15 seconds, turn it on, jump right in. I just woke up, get in there for 5 minutes. That's the last thing anyone wants to do.
It really is.
But the rest of the day is gravy. There is nothing that's going to happen that's going to be shittier than what I just did in the morning.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And it's the longest 5 minutes of your life. But then, you know, and there's a lot of health benefits from that. I've heard that you feel clear. You feel
motivated. Never done it, but they say it's the same dopamine hit as doing cocaine. It's a 250% increase in dopamine. But instead of this, with cocaine, it's this and then a crash.
This one is slow.
It's a spike, and you just slowly come down.
Gotcha.
I do it in the morning, and I'm so much more alert. I'm on it.
Do you cold plunge now?
I don't have a plunge yet.
Yeah.
So it's something I've got a goal to make. There's actually specific goals I'm forcing myself to hit.
To get.
I'll allow myself to buy it.
That's cool.
But even today, I knew, hey, I'm going to come and, you know, I'm going to be on a podcast and stuff.
Yeah.
I did that absolutely this morning.
That's
so I'm like, cool. Nope, I'm going to do this. And, you know, I guess Andy Frisella talks about it. He'll get in a shower and do his regular warm shower, and then he turns it cold. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Just boom, get in
just
cold.
Get in.
And here's the other thing. Andrew Huberman, which I love listening to his stuff. He talks about, you get done with that 5 minutes of ice cold shower, don't dry off. Shiver dry. That actually helps to activate
really
even more. It's pretty cool.
You've been doing that?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
You're hardcore.
he even talks
I'm like
about,
getting anxiety thinking about it because I know it's something I need to do.
Yeah. Well, and it's, what it was for me was, I do not want to do this. That sounds horrible. Fuck this.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to do this. But that's why in my mind, I'm like, I know I need to do it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I find that no matter what, if you're ever sitting there and there's something you're dreading doing, this is, and you're going, you're doing other stuff instead of doing this. If you get this mindset, it's the first thing I'm going to do. Something I don't want to do, that's the first thing I do. Get it out of the way. So much better.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And then you can get accustomed to just not procrastinating at that point because you're just going to go and then you're like, oh, I can do this. This is easy. It's a lot easier than I thought. And that's the thing in life. I think everything ends up being okay and a lot easier than you thought it'd be. And so you just got to attack it and have a different mindset on that.
Yeah, I mean, our fears or whatever it is, our anxiety about something, 90% of it's just total bullshit. It's in our own head. It's not even real,
yeah.
Right?
Well, they say, they said 90% of the things you worry about don't even happen.
Yep.
They don't even happen. And I'll lay in bed there as well. And I have like I don't know why, but every Wednesday I feel like I'm up at 3 a.m. worrying about something that I shouldn't be probably, but I'm up. Yep. But, you know, it's a productive day, but it's just kind of like clockwork. It's like, oh, here we go again. It's 3 o'clock. So, you know, I try to find different things to do and stuff like that. But very cool. I think this is great. I think if someone's looking to do 75 hard, obviously check out Andy Frisell's web. He's got it free. It's all there. Yeah.
Well, listen to the podcast. And here's the other thing. So this is something else I got to mention too. So I'll see people doing 75 hard and I'm like, I'm encouraging. Hey, you're great. I want to give them encouragement and stuff. And then I see them doing something that they shouldn't be doing. Like there'll be like, people don't realize if you start reading a book, you have to finish it. You know, of course it'd be convenient. Oh, I don't like this book. And I've had a couple books that I've read where
you had to power through it.
Horrible. I can't, why the hell did I pick this? But you have to force yourself to do it.
Finish the book.
Or else he's someone like, oh yeah, I got up this morning and I did 20 minutes of yoga and then I'll do another 25 minutes later at lunch. And no, you have to do a 45 minute workout. Or someone, hey, I did an hour and a half. I just combined my two workouts. No, you have to separate them. They have to be separated for at least 3 hours. So let's say that there's a day, crazy day, super busy as hell. I do my first workout. Let's just say it's like 7 at night.
Yeah.
So I finish my workout. I literally take my phone when I finish that workout, set the timer for 3 hours. So I know I cannot even start that second workout.
Until 10 p.m.
Yeah. I mean, and those are the times that'll really test you. I mean, Andy talks
about it. Yeah, for sure.
He's in an event and he gets home. It's 1:30 in the morning and he hasn't done his outdoor workout.
Do it.
He'll go take his exercise bike, pull it out onto the driveway because people are like, oh, it's okay. I had the garage door open. No, it's outside. Puts it in the driveway and does his 45-minute workout at 1:30 in the morning. And I've done that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I've had that where I get home and I'm like, man, it's like 12:30 at night.
Tired, long day. Yeah.
You're tired. Maybe you were at an expo all day. Yeah. Your back sore as hell. You're like, oh.
How you worked out today?
Yeah. Nope. You just go out and you get it done. So
I love that. And I wanted to have you on because you've done it 3 times and you've done it 3 times to a T. Like you didn't cut corners. And that's the biggest thing. And I'm a proponent. Like if you want to do 75 soft, like I did, it was great. 75 days. I finished what I need to finish. I just knew I wasn't in the right mindset at the time to do 75 hard. But it's still good to have that variation and look at different, you know, things that work for you. And, you know, and I now have things that work for me. But I've noticed that if it's consistent for me that I can actually, you know, replicate and do consistently every single day, not dread, I know I'm going to do it. So I tell, like, my friends, I'm like, hey, look, if you don't ever work out, don't go to the gym and start working out an hour and a half because you're not going to do it. Go for 20 minutes. Like you said, go for the walk. Go on the treadmill. If you just consistently do something and see that you can do it, that sometimes is just, it really is the way to go for a lot of these people.
Nope, I agree. And I will say there is truly something to this, especially in a society where we're all about dopamine hits, right? When you might start 75 hard and you're like, you're 2 or 3 days in. Oh my gosh, I've got a blister on the bottom of my foot. My knees are sore as hell. There is some kind of dopamine hit when you check off those tasks on that app at the end of the day and you're like, Fuck yeah, I finished it.
I still did it.
I'll tell you, the first time I did it too, so a couple cool little stories. My knees would hurt so bad from the walking, and I started putting these compression sleeves on them. About 30 days in, they were too damn large. I lost so much weight. I had to go and get a different size, you know, because I had all this pain. And another story that's kind of cool. So I was about 2 weeks in, and there's all these trails and stuff above my house. And I was listening. At the time, I would never time myself. I mean, I would look at the clock and say, okay, you know. But there was this CD that I would listen to, and it's like 47 minutes long. And so I go and I do this trail. Literally, when I was getting to the parking lot after this hike, it's the CD ends. I'm like, cool, that was 47 minutes. Just 3 weeks later, I go up and I'm listening to that CD and I go do that same trail. I hadn't been back up, you know, since. I get to the parking lot. There's still 20 minutes left on that CD. I'd cut 20 minutes off my hike time in just 3 weeks by just walking, walking, walking. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It's so.
So you just evolve.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, I turn around, I go back and I, you know, keep going and everything. But, I guess that's what I would say to people. Make sure that you're setting a timer on your phone. That's a great way to do it, because I don't ever want to be like, hey, guess what? That day I only did 44 minutes, or hey, guess what? I drank 0.98 gallons of water instead of a gallon of water.
And you're going to do it, go all out.
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, with my water, I drink about 1.2 gallons a day every single day, because I never want to have it shortchanged ever. Just in case, right?
Yeah, no, I love that. So if you're listening and you want to try 75 hard, it's a good episode. That the mindset, and you know, obviously you go check End It For Sale, check all the stuff there. But Aaron, he's a great example of actually crushing it. When are you gonna do it again?
Well, I'm going to be doing. I've failed phase one 3 times now because I set the bar higher, because for me it's like, no, I'm going to lift. So even it doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing. Even if you're consistent and you've got a great mindset, it's so easy to fail. But I love it because I know it gets me back on track. So that's what I'm doing. I'm actually, it's actually on Sunday, I'm starting phase one again, because I've never done phase three.
All right.
That's my goal.
We'll have to get you back on for phase three, my friend.
Okay.